Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Amen. Amen. That was beautiful. Well, it's good to be here, isn't it? Before we get started, we don't want to leave anybody out of praying for them. We had the list of the ones that we knew that were sick and needed prayer. But you may know of someone that we need to pray for today. And don't forget to pray for Connor. Continue to pray for Connor. And but does anybody, you have somebody that you'd say, I'd like for us to pray for this person? Anybody? Okay, let's start right here. Who?
Her name is Maggie.
Maggie. Okay. Okay. I tell you what, since we have so many, if you could just stand. Who you have somebody to pray for, stand up. Okay, great. Now, what I'd like for somebody around you, to whoever's around them, just go get their name and just join in with prayer with them. You don't have to touch, you don't have to do anything, but just join in. So someone stand up and go to that person. So keep your hand up if you have a name so they'll know who you are. Okay, we have one back to back. Doug, we have somebody back at us. Back, she's gave the gear going. Does everybody have someone? Okay, so you guys just go ahead and start praying for those people. Okay, Father, you know. You know the need of all of these people, and Lord, we don't want to leave anybody out that needs that intercession, that needs someone to cry out to God on their behalf. And so, Father, we do this now by faith. We do this with an understanding that you have caused us to be intercessors. And we just cry out to you now on behalf of all these that stood up, and they're carrying somebody in their heart. They're carrying someone in their soul, their mind, their will and emotion, and they want to see a turnaround. So, Father, we just ask you to turn this thing around whoever this is and whatever it is that's bothering them, whatever it is that's afflicting them. We say in the name of Jesus, be free from this affliction. Be healed from this sickness. And, Father, we just ask you in Jesus' name that the stripes that Jesus took for their healing would be appropriated this moment, and people would be able to stand in faith with the result of your beating and the stripes that you took. So by faith in Jesus' name, we say to all of these, and we cry out and we say, be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in Jesus' name. Be free in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Isn't the body of Christ beautiful? it just absolutely beautiful. you know, there's a line in the song that we did. I think it's called Gratitude, the song Gratitude, and it says, "Get up and praise the Lord." Get up and praise the Lord. He is worthy of everything you give Him and more. Praise the Lord that these people that we prayed for are being healed. Make it loud. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 You can sit down if you can. Praise God. Isn't He wonderful? He is just absolutely wonderful. We do have another praise report. Where is Teresa? Where did she go? There you are. Teresa, just come on down. You can share with us just a moment of what the Lord has done. Do you like praise reports? Oh, I do too. I love them. I was going to say it, but it needs to come from you.
I'm continually in awe of what the Lord has done in our lives. Yeah, last December, in 2021, my husband and I both had COVID, and you know his story, but you don't really know mine. I did have COVID pneumonia, and then after the fact, and I went back to work, and I started having lots of issues with my heart, and post-COVID, sometimes it attacks different parts of our body. Anyway, long story short, I came up for prayer a couple of times. My husband and I take communion on a regular basis, and just constantly we're trusting the Lord. Pastor John and Brenda prayed for me one time. Pastor Terry prayed for me one time. I ended up on heart medicine for several months. I had to see a cardiologist had to have a stress test, and they found the issues that I was dealing with, and I was on heart medicine for several months. Well, just in December, I was able to come off of my heart medicine, and I am just so thankful. I had gotten to the point where it was almost all I could do when I got up in the mornings to walk from the bedroom to the kitchen. I teach second graders, and I really struggled just to get them from one place to the other. And now I'm working on building that heart muscle back up, and he gave me ideas on what to do to strengthen, and that's what I'm working on now. And almost every day I can see improvement in my heart, my stamina, and I owe it all to Him. You know, He is our healer. I'm doing a study on communion, and I'm just learning. every part of the way to the cross was for me. Everything that happened was for me, and I want it all. I don't want to stand before Him one day and realize I missed out on most of what I could have had. Mm-hmm. But praise be to the King of Kings.
Amen. God bless you. Yeah, God can do it, can He? And not only can He do it, He's doing it. Amen. I want you to turn to, first I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 4, but I'm going to be talking in part two of what we talked about last week. Last week we talked about you being a mouthpiece for God, and if you didn't hear that message, you can go online, and we have it on YouTube. It's also on Facebook, and listen to that message, because it's a message really that the church needs to hear, because we've been too quiet too long. And the Lord is calling us forward, calling us out, and calling us to, and calling us from, and calling us to. You know, so he is in the midst of moving, and is calling his people, working on his people to be the mouthpiece for God and to be a mouthpiece for God. Today we're going to be adding to that and we're going to be talking about the living in the awareness of the heavenly voice. A lot of times we're just not aware that God is speaking. How many of you realize that? Sometimes we're just not aware of it. Sometimes it's very plain. And I'm not saying that every time God speaks, it's going to be in an audible voice. I've never heard the audible voice of God, but I have heard God speak. Does that make sense? We'll discover some of that a little bit later, but God speaks to us in a lot of different ways, and we hear him, and we need to be hearing, but we need to be live in an awareness of him speaking to us. And him wanting to communicate. It's always been his heart's desire from day one of our existence to have a relationship with us that he can talk to us and we can talk to him. That's always been his heart. And in the garden, we can have distractions naturally, but in the garden, how many of you know that the enemy will keep on talking and talking and talking until he gets us or tries to influence us to either listen and then participate? That's what happened with Eve. He kept on talking, and he kept bringing her different things about what God said and about God holding out on them and all that. So it started then that the enemy does a lot of talking, right? How many of you know there's a lot of voices out there that's doing a lot of talking? You know, but there's only one him, and he can talk in any way, any form that he chooses to. And we need to be aware and conscious, have this consciousness that, you know, God has something to tell me. God has something to say to me. You know, but we live in a church society, a church culture in some ways that we say, I can't hear God. Has anybody ever been told that? Have you ever said that? Has anybody ever said, I don't hear God? I'm talking to a different group. I need to go talk to somebody that's happened to. I thought, surely to goodness, somebody in here has actually said, I can't hear God. Well, I've got one honest person. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. No, and then God, here's another one. God doesn't speak to me. God doesn't speak to me. You know, God speaks to everybody else, but God doesn't speak to me. That's a lie. You know, it really is, but how many of you know we can go down that road? And but see, it's not because we think that God doesn't speak to us. It actually, we compare and equate how we speak to each other. That's how God speaks to me. That's how God is supposed to, how we talk to each other and we hear each other through our ears. That's how God's got to talk to me. But God, you know, very seldom does he do that, you know. But like I said, I've never heard just the audible voice of God personally, you know, but I've heard him speak to me in many different ways. And the awareness of him talking is always the thing that we need to be conscious of. But I want you to look at, we're going to carry over into some of these things. The first thing I want you to understand is we must stop believing the lie that God does not speak today. So if we're going to start out with an awareness of him, of the heavenly voice and him speaking to us, we're going to have to stop believing the lie that God doesn't speak today. Over in Matthew chapter 4, it says, and Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Now notice this, that Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit. Where did he lead him to? A wilderness. Surely that can't be God. Surely it was. Surely it was the Holy Spirit. Leading me to a wilderness? Oh yeah, absolutely. And he said, in order to be tested and tempted by the devil. And after he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, he became hungry. It's a natural thing to do. And the tempter came to him and said, if you are the Son of God, command these stones to become bread. Now, I want you to understand the ploy and the tactic of the enemy. See, it wasn't the thing that bread was the temptation. What was the temptation was him to stop believing he was the Son of God. If you are. See, the enemy is after Jesus at this point to doubt what God has already said about him. What did he say at his baptism? This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. Goes from there to the wilderness if you are the Son of God. So here's the doubt. Here's the enemy wanting us to doubt that we are the children of God. We're born again, but yet, how many of you have ever heard that you're not a Christian? Since being a Christian, you've heard you're not a Christian. I mean, I tell you what, I need to go to another group. I'm at the wrong church. No. Okay, y'all cooperate with me here. No, don't lie. But see, here we are. But we've all felt sometimes that we weren't born again. Because of either something we did early on, and the enemy's always talking, right? He's always talking. So if you really were a Christian, you wouldn't have acted that way. If you really were a Christian, you wouldn't have said that. If you really were a Christian, you wouldn't have thought that. All of that stuff comes from the enemy trying to break down who we are. Then he goes on and says, if you are, just turn these stones to bread. Then Jesus just politely answers and said this. It is written. It is written. Here he goes. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth, that comes out, every word that proceeds, that continues to come out of the mouth of God. See, the first thing is he wants us to doubt who we truly are. When you have the doubt, he will then want you to move on that doubt to do something that he says instead of what God has said. When we start walking in a doubt, the enemy wants us next to operate on that doubt by doing what he's wanting us to do. Very sly, very tricky he is. But see, Jesus didn't just step up to who he was. He stepped on what God had said. God already said, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. He said, why? Why did I? Why not? He said, it is written. It is written and it has been spoken. It is written and it's already been spoken by God. This is the situation. The enemy comes at some of our naturally weakest points. And he's hungry, so what did he tempt him with? Food. That he wanted him to do. The other thing, too, is about prove it. Prove it. How many of you have ever sort of leaned that way that, okay, you got to prove this now? The thing is, you just got to believe. The proof is in our walk, not in this moment that I have to live up to something. I just have to be who he says I am and follow his word. Y'all with me? Okay, so in this thing of becoming aware of his presence, that he's going to speak to us, we must understand that we got to know who we are. We got to know who we are and who God's. See, it really doesn't matter what others say we are. I remember working at a company years and years ago, working at a company, and I had a bad day because some people were saying, a couple of guys were saying some things about me wasn't true. And they called me a couple of names, and I had another engineer friend. I was sitting drinking a cup of coffee, and I was just down. He walked up. He got him a cup of coffee, came up. He said, what's going on, Terry? And I said, just going through some stuff. He said, well, what is it? And I said, well, I got these guys. I got two of these guys that didn't say who it was. I got two of these guys. I said, they're just calling me this and calling me that. And I said, it's just got me down. And he said, he took a sip of coffee and he said, well, is that who you are? And I said, no. He said, then they're not talking to you. It was so simple. They may be saying they're talking to you, but you need to know they're not talking to you. That's not who you are. So don't believe it. And it changed. And that's been probably 45 years ago. I've never forgotten it. How many of you know that you can be called some names that is really not you? They're not. Just remember, they're not talking to you. Amen? All right. So the second thing is your living depends on God speaking. Your living today depends on God speaking. Jesus said this. He said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God that he continues to say. See, there's a lot of people that will hang on to what God has said, but have stopped listening to what he's saying. Let me see if I get... anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, I got some more hands on that one. I feel like I'm connecting. I feel like I'm connected to you. A lot of people will hang on to what God has said. Nothing wrong with hanging on to what God said, right? He said, but you've got to be able to keep listening to what he's saying. I know somebody that's real glad of that. I know somebody in the Bible that's real glad of that. And it's Isaac. Here's the voice of God. Abraham, yes, take your son, your only son, Isaac, and sacrifice him on the altar. Yes, gathers wood, gathers everything that he needs, makes the journey, takes his child with him, makes his journey, lays him on the altar, gets ready, got the fire and all. What did God say? Sacrifice him, take his life. He takes the knife, he gets it ready, he walks up, the son's laying on the altar, he takes the knife and he's getting ready to do what? Take his life. And in the midst of doing this, he hears, Abraham, Abraham, touch not thy son. How many of you are glad? Isaac's real glad that he kept on hearing God. Somebody say, it matters. It's not that we just heard God, it's that we continue to hear God. Did God say, take him and sacrifice him? Is that what God said? Absolutely. But if you're only going to hang on to what he said and not listen to what he is saying, we may sacrifice an Isaac that didn't need to be sacrificed. We may sacrifice a promise. He's a promised son. We may sacrifice a promise that God gave us because we didn't continue to live, didn't continue to listen. That makes sense? So it's this thing. Jesus said, look, man don't live by bread alone, but by every word. And that word is not logos. That word is not, let me see this Bible. That word is not logos, the written word. That word is rhema, is the one that he is currently saying that will not contradict the written one. So he'll say something to you that isn't written, but it's not going to contradict what is written. There was two Christian boys, bless you, there's two Christian boys that were just rowdy as all get out. The mother went to the pastor and said, Pastor, you need to talk to my boys. They're Christian, but they're just mischievous. They're just into everything. He said, yeah, bring them, I'll talk to them. So he sets ones down, and he knows they made a profession of faith and all. And so the first kid comes down, the other one stays out in the hallway, and he looks at the first kid and he tries to get him to acknowledge that he's accepted Jesus into his heart and he needs to live a different way. It's what he's trying to do. And he looks at the child and says, Billy, where is God? Billy don't answer. So he tries to convince him and everything and all. He says, I don't know. He said, well, I want you to go home and I want you to think about it. And tomorrow, I'm going to talk to you again and I want you to tell me. He said, Okay. So he gets up out of the chair and walks into the hallway, and his brother's in the hallway waiting. He's got to go in next. And he said, well, how did it go? He said, all I know is God's missing, and they think we did something. We had something to do with it. God's missing. We got to find him. It is amazing, isn't it? God continues to talk to us, but we stop listening a lot of times. We think that what we know sometimes is all he needs to tell us. But there's so much more that we need to hear. There was a family that's that's going down the road, and 11-year-old girl's in the back, their daughter, and all of a sudden she says, there's a, watch out for that rock. I said, what? Father, she said, watch out for that rock. I said, what in the world is she talking about, a rock? So he rounds the curve, and lo and behold, there's a rock in the road. He and his wife look at each other and said, that is absolutely amazing. Let's find out what else she knows. God's been speaking to her. How did you know that? God told me. Watch out for that rock. Well, is God telling you anything else? Yeah, we need to stop at the next McDonald's that we see. That's when we start wanting to put things that we desire in the middle of what God is saying. That didn't come out of God's voice. That came out of the child. The child heard God about the rock. She didn't hear God about the, I don't guess she heard God about the McDonald's. Who knows? Maybe somebody was there wanting to give him $100,000. Who knows? I don't know. See, the thing is, God continues to speak. Continues to speak. We don't continue to listen. We don't continue to hear. And we have to live in the awareness that God wants to communicate with us and wants to tell us things. And I hear God in a lot of movies. I really do. And it was just like boom, boom, boom. It's like, okay, I get it. I got it. How many of you, God's ever spoken to you in a movie, watching a movie, God spoke to you? Now, somebody said, well, you know, surely God doesn't do that. What? Sure he does. See, once again, we're trying to limit how we talk to one another, and we could try to form God in a way that he can speak and he doesn't speak. He doesn't want us to do that. He just wants to be aware that he wants to talk to us. But see, our living depends on God speaking. Do you know you're here today because of God? I mean, you're alive today because of God. He created everything that has life. He has created, and he holds everything together by what? His word. He holds the whole universe. He holds everything that was ever created, which is you and I. And he holds everything together by his word, by him speaking. I think that's absolutely amazing. And he still wants to speak to us today. Continually wants to speak to us. We need to be able to, how much time have I got? We need to be able to choose to hear from God. Choose to hear from God. That's over in Exodus chapter 19. I'm going to abbreviate this some so I can get to it. I've got 11 points and I'm on number 3. I hope y'all are not hungry. No, I'm messing with you. Exodus 19, Moses, God says that I want you to build me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words that I want you to speak to Israel. So he's looking for a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. And the Lord said to Moses, go to the people, consecrate them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their garments. And verse 11, and let them be ready on the third day. And on the third day, the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of the people. You tell them to go consecrate themselves. I'm coming down. Listen to this. I'm coming. What does God desire? He wants to communicate with his people. And on the third day, and then that morning, there was thundering. There was lightning flashes. There was a thick cloud on the mountain. Very loud trumpet was sounding. So that the people, when they heard it in the camp, they trembled. Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet God. Moses went and got them out of the tents and out of the camp. We're going to go meet God. Y'all going to get to meet God. Think about this. Y'all going to meet God. When they stood at the foot of the mountain and the smoke that covered the mountain, the Lord descended upon it with fire. The smoke ascended, and the smoke was like a furnace, and the earth quaked violently. The sound of the trumpet kept getting louder and louder. Moses spoke, and God answered him with thunder. And the Lord came down on Mount Sinai at the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. Over in Exodus 20, it says this in verse 18, and all the people perceived the thunder, the lightning flashes, the sound of the trumpet, and the mountain smoking. They perceived all of it. They saw all this. Very interesting. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood at a distance. Stood at a distance. Then they said to Moses, speak to us yourself, and we will listen, but do not let God speak to us. You go see what God is saying, and then you come back and you tell us what he's saying, and we'll do it. We just don't want him speaking to us. We just want, you hear that. And then some of us may say, well, look at what was happening. It was God. Let's go meet God. Mm-mm-mm. I don't want to meet him. Mm-mm-mm. Don't want to hear him. Mm-mm. That's good for some people, but not for me. You ever heard people say that? That's where they are. You speak to us. You go listen to him. And you tell us what he said, and we'll do it. We just don't want God speaking to us because I think we'll die if he talks to us. Moses says, do not be afraid, for God has come in order to test you, to try you, and in order for you to fear him, that you may remain with him. So the people stood at a distance, and Moses approached the thick cloud where God was. Now, the people chose, listen to this, the people chose a set of rules over relationship. You got it? They want somebody else to hear from God and tell us what God is saying, and then give us the list of what we need to do and what we don't need to do, because I don't want a relationship with him. God wants the relationship. God wants to be able to talk to you. He wants us to be able to talk to him. Now, we may say, well, we wouldn't do that. We wouldn't do that today. Yeah, we do. 2 Timothy, watch this, 2 Timothy chapter 4. Says, there will come a time when people will not endure sound doctrine. Why is that? They will have ears that need to be tickled. And they will heap to themselves teachers that will scratch their itch. Do you hear? What they're saying is, I don't want to hear what God has to say. Because whoever's giving sound doctrine is just saying what God is saying. And the Bible says in the last days, people. There'll be people that won't put up with it. There'll be people that says, I don't want to hear that. And it also says in that passage that they will turn their ears away from truth. See, there's coming a time when you will say the truth and they will turn their ears away from you. What are they saying? I don't want to hear God. I don't want to hear what God has to say. That's for you, not for me. And they will turn aside to watch this. Not only do they turn their ears away from truth, but they turn aside to myths, fairy tales, things that are falsehoods that's been presented like it's God. They'll turn to that. Here's another one. 2 Timothy 3 says they'll always be learning, but they'll never come to the knowledge of the truth. I got to hear more of somebody else saying something, but I don't hear from God. Because I'm not coming to the knowledge of truth. That's how we do it today. 1 Timothy chapter 4, here's how we do it today. We pay attention to deceiving spirits and doctrine of demons. We're giving attention to that and not attention to what the voice of God of what he's saying. Here's one last one on this one. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 says they'll stray away from the sincere and pure devotion of Christ. How do they do that? Somebody will come with another Jesus. Somebody will come with another, with a different spirit. And somebody will come with a different gospel. So they've turned away from that and turned to this because they didn't want to hear the truth. Don't want to hear what God has to say. I want to go ahead and do it this way. So with that, I'm gonna close, but I've got something to do before we close. Because this is in our day, instead of saying, okay, I don't want to hear God that way, you know, Moses, you do it. We do it this way, and we shut down the things of hearing God because we don't want to be aware of who he is. But yet God wants us to be completely aware that he wants to speak to us today and that we're ready to hear it. But these verses in the New Testament say they turned away from this and they turned to this. They've turned away from this and they turned to this. In the Bible, it says that Moses turned aside. He was doing the routine thing of watching sheep. He looked in the distance. He had seen burning bushes before. It was a common thing in the desert to see burning bushes, but they all burned out. This one didn't. This one kept on burning, kept on burning, kept on burning. The Bible says that he turned aside to go see what was happening. So he turned aside, and in the process of him turning aside and going to, he encountered God. And he encountered God. It said when he got there, the Bible says that God called to Moses. He talked to Moses. So here's the thing about it. We need to be able to turn aside. We need to be able to turn aside from the routine, turn aside from the normal day and go pursue what God wants to say. And here's what I'd like for everybody to do. Put this down. 10, 10, 10. Put it down in your thought or whatever. 10, 10, 10. That's what somebody might say. That's fertilizer. Yeah. That's what we're about to do. We're about to fertilize our spiritual life. And we're going to do it for 50 days starting tomorrow. Starting tomorrow, we'll do it for 50 days. 10, 10, 10. We're going to turn aside for 30 minutes. What are we going to do in that 30 minutes? First 10 minutes, you're going to worship. First 10 minutes, just worship. If you need music, put the music on. The next 10 minutes, we're going to pray. And the next 10 minutes, we're going to read the scriptures. How are we going to do that? Because we're turning aside to go hear what God has to say. We need to, listen, people, we need to encounter God. We really need to encounter, and we need to be able to just walk away from just for 30 minutes a day for the next 50 days starting tomorrow, and we will end by the end of February. The last day of February, that's when it'll end. Maybe. That's all I'm asking you for. I'm asking you for 50 days to let it impact your life. Just take whatever 30 minutes that you can give, morning, noon, or night, whatever 30 minutes you can give, 10 minutes of worship. If you need to set your watch, set your clock, set whatever, worship for that 10 minutes. Pray for that 10 minutes. Read the scriptures for that last 10 minutes. Turn aside. We'll make ourselves available. Has God ever spoken to you during worship here? Wave your hand at me. He's spoken to you during worship. While we're doing the song, has God ever spoken to you? Has God ever spoken to you when somebody was praying? Has God ever spoken to you when you was reading scriptures? Let's make ourselves available for the next 50 days for that 30 minutes a day, 10, 10, 10. And let's see what comes out of it. Maybe we never stop. Maybe it grows from 30 minutes to an hour. I don't know what's going to happen. But I know one thing. Moses stepped away from the normal in order to pursue the supernatural. And in the process of that, because this bush not burning, not being consumed by the fire, caught his attention. And in the process of making that journey, leaving where he was to get where he needed to be in order for God to speak to him. The church needs that. We desperately need to hear what God is saying, and we need to position ourselves to hear him say it. Amen? Amen. Okay. January the 10th, that's tomorrow. It's on the 10th. It's on the 10th. The 50 represents Pentecost. Notice the 50 is all about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I'm looking forward to more outpouring. I don't know about you. See, this is something that you and I can decide to do. Amen. Is there anyone here that you have not made this awesome Savior, your Savior? He has not brought you to the place of out of the darkness into the light because you haven't been surrendered. But you want to surrender today. Is there anybody here that says, I'm not sure where I am with God, but I want to be sure after today. I want to be sure after today, so I want to surrender my life to him. Is there anybody here that's in that condition? You want to do that today? Just lift your hand up. Okay. All right. We're all God's people. Amen. Let's stand together, please. Father, thank you so much for this beautiful time together. Lord, we're missing some of our own because of sickness and because of other things, but we ask your blessings and your wholeness and your healing to rest upon them. And Lord, we're giving you this next 50 days. We're giving this to you. We're saying, I'm going to surrender to this 30 minutes. Help us stay involved in what you're doing. And Lord, I'm asking you to speak to us during these times. Let us get used to hearing you more, that we too can be a mouthpiece for you, saying what you're saying and not just saying what we want to say. So, We give it to you, and we rest in you, and we ask you now to guide us in your Holy Spirit, with your Holy Spirit. And Lord, may our lives change. Every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Listen, tonight we're going to have the candidate for our youth pastor job down here at 6 o'clock. We really ask all of you to come and just support. Just listen to him, and we'll find out what God has in store for us. Amen. 6 o'clock, FLC. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.